Hey listeners, thank you so much for sticking with us while we took an extended break. You may have seen on the Art of Decluttering socials already that Amy and I have gone our separate ways. I gave Amy the opportunity to record a goodbye to you. She chose instead to have me read this statement. To our dear valued listeners, your hosts Amy Revell and Kirsty Faruja have made the difficult decision to embark on separate journeys. This feed is where you can continue your decluttering journey with me, Kirsty. You will still be able to find your favorite historical The Art of Decluttering episodes on this feed. And if you search for The Art of Decluttering on your podcast app, you will find Amy's new podcast feed, which will continue under the name of The Art of Decluttering and will also contain all of your favorite historical The Art of Decluttering episodes. So yeah, that's the statement from Amy. So I want to honor Amy and the business that we've built together over the last 5.5 years. Thank you, Amy, for all of your passion and drive that you put into The Art of Decluttering. Thank you for your commitment to see our business become one of Australia's leading professional organizing businesses. Thank you for all the laughs and the joy you brought to me doing this podcast consistently for the last 5 years. Thank you for the courses we built together that brought so many precious people into my life. I have learned so much about life and about myself through this process, and I wouldn't be who I am today without you and without building The Art of Decluttering together. So I'm not going to go into the details of what happened between Amy and I, but needless to say, I am very heartbroken that our relationship did end the way it did. I have stepped down as the Art of Decluttering Director, and so you won't be seeing me on their socials anymore. And I wish her and the Art of Decluttering all the love and all the best for the future. And now for the exciting news. This isn't the end of the podcast. No. So as Amy mentioned in her statement, this is now Curious Freedom. And you do get to have all of the historical The Art of Decluttering podcasts in this feed. So I am really pleased to introduce you to Curious Freedom, my new declutter coaching business. So I haven't changed. I'm still so passionate about seeing people become curious about their possessions, their thoughts, and their feelings. It also brings me so much joy to watch the transformation in homes, families, and individuals as they start to discover the freedom that comes with living with less clutter. And yes, the podcast is changing and getting a further makeover over the coming months. Amy is no longer my co-host, and I am so excited that over the next few weeks and months, you will meet some of my friends who will be co-hosting with me as we introduce you to some amazing people who we think will help you on your journey. That is why it's now called Curious Freedom with Kirsty Faruja and friends. And I hope you enjoy it as much as you've enjoyed The Art of Decluttering. So let me tell you more about how I landed on the very interesting name Curious Freedom. Yes, I know. It is really interesting, isn't it? It doesn't make you think automatically of decluttering, but I hope you will see how it does scream Kirsty Faruja to you. So throughout this process, I'd been racking my brain and praying for inspiration for the name of this next business. And my friends had been along for the ride helping me. We went through about exactly 2,500 and blah, blah, blah names, and nothing was landing completely. There were some great names, but then we'd find that they were taken, and you can imagine the rest of the stories with those names. So I was getting really, really exasperated. One of my dearest friends is always saying, "I'm curious," and then making a statement. And she had been really, really instrumental in helping me dream and design for this next season of my life and business. Freedom has also been a key value of mine over the last few years as I've grown in my understanding of myself and other people. So one morning, I was lying in bed and those two words came together, and it was like they were lit up like a neon sign in my head. So I mulled over both of those words and how they could relate to a decluttering business. And actually, that was really easy to see how those words fit. So curiosity when it comes to decluttering is absolutely key. Curiosity is an invitation to explore. We have to get curious about our possessions, our thoughts, and about our feelings. It is when we get curious to all of that and dig into the reasons we think, feel, and do things, that is where we can really make some informed decisions as to what we're going to do with it all. If you've been listening for a while, you would have heard me encourage you to bring back that 2 or 3-year-old self and ask why. But why? But why do I think that? Why do I feel that? Why is that so important to me? Curiosity is at the very heart of decluttering. For me, curiosity is a posture that I'm getting more and more used to. I want to know more. I want to see more. I want to learn more. I want to understand more. Know, see, learn, and understand more about myself, about you, about other people, and about the world. It is a posture of wonder, open to possibilities, open to adventure. So I'm curious to see where this business will go. We will start with declutter coaching and the podcast, and we will see what other curiosities come our way. Freedom in the decluttering process is the destination and even the very stops along the way. You may not have freedom in all areas of your life as you start the decluttering journey, but you can find freedom along the way. And you can learn to live in freedom along the way. Freedom in new ways of thinking, feeling, and acting and doing. Freedom from the burden of clutter. Freedom from mess, overwhelm, busyness, inertia, and hopelessness that you and your home are never going to change. Into freedom to live the life that you design. Freedom to walk in your identity and purpose. Freedom to own your values and live into them. Freedom to have a plan and set goals and get those goals achieved. Freedom to thrive. Freedom to have a home that functions with ease. Freedom to be fully, fully you. The definition of freedom is 1, the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants. The power of self-determination attributed to the will. The quality of being independent of fate or necessity. And the second definition is the state of being unrestricted and able to move easily. For me, freedom is my desire for everyone. I want everyone to be unrestricted and to act, speak, and think as they want. And I want that freedom for myself. Freedom is also a really big challenge though, hey. It is in our nature to want to control others, to control situations, and to control outcomes. Control just happens to be the opposite of freedom though. I want freedom, and I want to offer that to everyone I meet. Freedom looks like people being messy and being given the space and grace to be at any stage of the adventure that they find themselves in. Freedom looks like a safe space to be ourselves. Freedom looks like a safe space to find out who we really are. Freedom looks like not always being in agreement with other people. Freedom looks like making choices that others don't agree with. Freedom looks like walking away from things and people we love that are no longer aligned with our values or our purpose. Freedom is one of my core values, and it is the posture I want to have in life. I want to offer freedom in as many ways as I can to as many people as I can. So that's why I chose the name Curious Freedom for my new business. As a business, we will be coaching in decluttering, and I have so many plans and dreams for 2023 and beyond. Many of the team from the Art of Decluttering have chosen to join me at Curious Freedom. So we will have the honor and pleasure of being invited into people's homes in Melbourne and Sydney and beyond to help them declutter. We are also still seeing clients around the world via our virtual sessions.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I was with my first client under this new business yesterday, and she asked such a great question. Why call yourself declutter coaches? I thought that was a brilliantly curious question, and I thought some of you may be thinking the same when you start following Curious Freedom on our socials and see us calling ourselves that. So the reason we call ourselves declutter coaches is because it really puts the emphasis on the decluttering, as that's our first step, right? We encourage everyone to declutter first, and then do the organizing. We are also professional organizers, and we just wanted to make it very clear on what we coach on. Curious Freedom declutter coaches are really passionate about helping people to find freedom in their home. And that also includes helping people set up really great functional homes and habits and mindsets that will keep their homes functioning well. We are also all passionate about coming alongside people and coaching them on all of it. So here is where my curiosity kicks in today. I want to know what you would like me to bring to the podcast going forward. What is it that you want to learn, grow, and understand more of? What have you loved about the podcast, and what haven't you loved? What do you want to see more of? Hit me up with all of your ideas and all of your suggestions. Send me as many emails as you like. Hit me up at kirsty@curiousfreedom.com.au, as I would love to hear from each and every one of you. As I said, I haven't changed. I'm still here to be authentic, genuine, and hold space for all of you with grace and honor. Curious Freedom podcast will always be a safe place where stories are heard and hearts are seen. I want to continue to champion a community of people transformed through love and curiosity, where we're walking in greater and greater levels of freedom. So as I offer Curious Freedom, I pray that you can also offer me Curious Freedom in return. Please feel free to follow The Art of Decluttering in all that they do in the future. And here is where you can find me on socials. Facebook, I am Curious Freedom, and on Insta as Curious_Freedom. I've also created a Facebook group too, and that is called Curious Freedom Community. So head on over and find us there. I'll put all these links in the show notes so you can easily follow along. Who knows, maybe even TikTok and YouTube will be part of Curious Freedom if I can pretend to be 25 again. I really want to thank you all again for your patience over the last few months, and I'm so ridiculously excited to be back with you. I can't wait to hear from you and be back in your ears doing life with you each and every week. Big love from me, and I look forward to hanging with you soon. Bye.